What's up, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the SEO Drew's Letter, your dedicated Alexa skill for the latest SEO and digital marketing news. I'm Drew Marlier, Senior SEO Specialist at L2T Media, and this is the SEO Drew's Letter for the week. From Marketing Land, 60 Minutes segment, Google is a monopoly without question. So Google was recently featured on 60 Minutes, and the program simply asks, how did Google get so big? The general answer amongst interviewees was, by engaging in illegal manipulation of search results in an effort to defeat competitors and promote its own content. Interviewees included Gary Reback, Google critic and antitrust lawyer, Jeremy Stoppelman, who is Yelp's CEO, and Margaret Vestager, who is the European Competition Commissioner. Google declined to be interviewed on camera, but they offered several prepared statements, including that the company has many competitors, including Amazon and Facebook, and that it does not make changes to its algorithm to disadvantage competitors. From Google and search engine land, Google Trends gets updated with new features and design elements. So this week, Google Trends got a bit of a facelift with new features, simpler navigation, and more ways to explore data and stories around one of the world's biggest journalistic datasets. Here are the new updates now available on Google Trends: a revamped trending searches section showing what is trending in search right now, both daily and minute by minute, a newly designed section where you can see Google Trends data stories curated by the News Lab team, easy access to year-end search data going back to 2001, and new infographic types. From Google, taking action against scammers. So Google announced this week that they are taking additional steps to take action against scammers, specifically companies that take advantage of small business owners. Here are the steps they specifically noted on their blog post. Taking legal action against some specific companies in order to send a message to other scammers out there. Developing automated and manual techniques to better identify Google accounts tied to scam efforts. Creating a new tool that lets businesses report scammy practices and policy violations. Providing resources and education to local small businesses and partners Google works with through the Get Your Business Online program. And launching the Google My Business Partners program. From Search Engine Roundtable, Google removed Don't Be Evil from Code of Conduct. A somewhat bigger policy change that's got a lot of people talking this week is that Google has taken the motto Don't Be Evil out of their Code of Conduct. Don't Be Evil was a motto that was ingrained in Google since the early 2000s, which early Googlers held onto tightly. Now, instead of the Code of Conduct starting with that phrase, now it ends with this phrase. And remember, don't be evil, and if you see something that you think isn't right, speak up. And some other digital marketing tidbits from around the web. StumbleUpon has announced that it will be shutting down on June 30th. Google announced YouTube Music, which will be a direct competitor with Spotify, and YouTube Premium, which will offer original video content. Also, Bank of America launched its own AI assistant to help users with finances. And that wraps up the SEO Drew's Letter for this week. If you've enjoyed this Alexa skill, please go ahead and leave a review. I'll be happy to give a shout out for any reviews that I get. Also, please visit drewmarlier.com. That's Drew, MARLIER.com for the official transcript of the SEO Drew's Letter, which will include all links to all the stories I've shared. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll Drew it again next week.